Dobré odpoledne, vítám vás v Černínském paláci. Před tiskovou konferencí se uskuteční slavnostní podpis memoranda porozumění mezi Ministerstvem zahraničních věcí České republiky a Sudánské republiky. Tak vítám vás ještě jednou na tiskové konferenci po uskutečnění jednání prvního místopředsedy vlády a ministra zahraničních věcí pana Karla Schwarzenberga s ministrem zahraničních věcí Sudánské republiky jeho excelencí panem Alidem Ahmedem Kartim. Prosím o úvodní slovo českého ministra.
Dámy a pánové, s radostí jsem dneska uvítal ministra zahraničí Sudánské republiky. Země nám připouštím trošku vzdálená a bohužel taky máme nedostatek znalostí. Nicméně si musíme uvědomit, že před rozdělením Sudan, jako my taky před 20 lety, se rozdělil na jižní a severní Sudan, že předtím byla největší země vůbec celého afrického kontinentu a i dnešní severní Sudan je jeden z největších zemí na světě. Země, která je velice hospodářsky zajímavé, nesmíme zapomenout, že nejenom je tam velmi perspektivní zemědělství, nýbrž taktéž taky velké nerostné bohatství. Dřív jsme tam byli trochu více aktivní, což během posledních 20 let upadlo, ale teď, jak se naše hospodářství a průmysl postavil úplně na nové základě, tak je to pro nás velice zajímavé. My jsme měli diskusi o tom, očividně, jak v zemědělském průmyslu, tak v báňském průmyslu, tak v turismu a tak dále, jsou zde velké možnosti pro Českou republiku. A zároveň samozřejmě výrobky Sudánu jsou, ať se to narosty, ať je to bavlna, ať je to jiný zemědělský výrobky, jsou vysoce zajímavý. To je jedna věc. Druhá je, že Sudán ovšem trpěl velice pod různými občanskými válkami, povstáním a tak dále během posledních desetiletí, čímž se tedy jeho vývoj oproti možnostem, která tato zem má, poněkud opozdila. Přesto je Sudán velmi vážená země, jak v rámci Africké unie, tak v lize arabských států. A bylo opravdu na čase, abychom navázali mnohem užší spojení. Doufám, že boje konečně i v odlehlých provinciích Sudánu přestanou a že to tam nastane mír. My jsme všichni sledovali boje, které byly v minulých let v Darfuru. Teď si ty bojůvky posunuli na jih a jsou bohužel tam akční. Asi to bude nějaký čas trvat, ale myslím, že je vhodné, abychom taky Sudán podporovali v jeho snažení nastolení tam mír. Tak to jenom krátce k obsahu našeho rozhovoru. My jsme právě mluvili o situaci, o rozvoji hospodářských vztahů. Pan kolega mě důkladně informoval, jak o situaci Sudánu samotné, tak v tom ochromním okolí Sudánu, protože to sahá od Líbie přes Egypt, přes tedy subsaharskou Afriku až k takzvanému africkému horou, Somálsku, Etiopii a tak dále. To všechno jsou sousedi Sudánu. Dění tam ovlivňuje samozřejmě také dějiny sudánské, tak jsme měli velice důkladný průzkum africké politiky. Tak to zkrátce, ale teď bych rád přenechal slovo mému hostu.
Well, thank you, Your Excellency. Thank you for making all this possible for us today. And I'm glad to be here again in this very important country, which shared good relations with Sudan through the past. We also, as two countries, went through the same process of the split of our countries. I congratulate you that you are now in peace and you are now getting the fruits of your being a new country. We are hoping for that, we are working for that. Of course, you know, we had been suffering for more than 6 decades with some very small intervals of peace, but we were able to conclude an agreement with the South on the 2005, which lasted for 6 years of implementation. After that, the referendum was made according to the agreement, and you know, the result was, you know, the a will of the people of the South to secede from Sudan. We acknowledged that and we recognized the new state. Unfortunately, problems began to rise on the borders of Sudan with those who had been linked up with the fighting groups of the South. And unfortunately, the South Sudan began to give support to those new rebels. Not only that, but South Sudan government hosted the rebels of Darfur, who opted not to sign the Doha Accord. And in spite of the fact that Darfur now is safe and there is no fighting, now we are witnessing tensions on the borders between Sudan and South Sudan. Though there are some other issues that need time and attention to solve, like the economic issue with regard to oil and the borders demarcation issue. But the most important issue to us now is how to keep, you know, our both sides in peace, how to go back to peace. We have sacrificed more than a third of our population and our you know, country aiming for peace. It will be a great loss if we sacrifice all that and yet we do not have peace. We came here to revive our relations with this historical friend of Sudan, and we found, you know, the will from our counterpart here, the Minister of Foreign Affairs and his delegation. They are having this same commitment to go back to the good relations and participation with regard to the economy and with regard to investment in Sudan. We shared ideas with regard to the what Sudan means to Africa and to the Arab world. Sudan is a bridge between Africa and the Arab world, and also it's a bridge to those who want to invest in Africa. Sudan had been the bridge to Africa, to the Chinese investments, and from Sudan, China went on to invest in whole of Africa. We feel that Sudan can also be a bridge or a beginning to the investments of our friends here in the Republic of Czech, and for them to benefit from the resources in the country. Not only the oil, and the oil is there, though we are not now suffering this split with the South, but there are so many resources of oil in the North. But also added to that, we have our minerals, and mining in Sudan is taking rapidly its place in the economy. And we have also our resources with regard to agriculture, water and land and everything. And we are inviting partners to come and invest in the country. We shared ideas and information with regard to the Arab world, especially where there are some changes in the northern part of Africa, and the situation with regard to the fighting now escalating in the African Sahara up to the west of it, and unfortunate developments in Mali and other places. And we shared the ideas of the need for the neighbors and anybody who can help in that is to try to step to stop tensions and to try to keep that part of the world peaceful. We shared ideas with regard to Syria and the African Horn, and the Horn of Africa is very important to us in Sudan. And I shared ideas and information with regard to our relation with the Somalian people and what Sudan has done through history to Somalia, education, health and support with training and everything. And we hoped, both of us hoped the best for Somalia. And unfortunately the escalation of piracy that happened through the last months emanating from that problem of unrest in Somalia. And I feel now we shared so many ideas, and we feel that upon all those issues we are in an agreement. We requested the word of a historical friend like the Czech Republic as a member of the EU to share these ideas with the EU and to commit the EU, if possible, to be a positive partner to the situation in Sudan, especially with regard to peace between Sudan and South Sudan.
Prosím, vaše dotazy. AP.
Dobrý den, Jan Flemer, Agence France-Presse. I have two questions for the Foreign Minister of Sudan, if I may. One concerning the run-up to the summit between the presidents of Sudan and South Sudan. There's a preparatory committee at work right now, as far as I understand it. I'd like to ask you about the preparatory process. How long do you expect it to take, and when possibly do you expect the actual summit to take place? And second, to what extent does the resumption of oil supplies from South Sudan to Sudan depend on the outcome of the summit? Thank you very much.
Thank you for that. That is very important. Let me go back a bit before the summit. There had been tensions between South and South Sudan, even confrontations of war in some limited areas. But a delegation came from South Sudan to invite His Excellency President Bashir to South Sudan, to Juba, for a summit. And we welcomed that delegation, and we welcomed the idea of the summit. Unfortunately, before the delegation leaves left Khartoum that day, we had an attack from the south, and unfortunately the president of the south was so happy that his troops were able to, as he said, to regain Higlich, the area of the remaining oil on Sudan side. And to us it meant that the president of South Sudan, while inviting His Excellency the President of Sudan to come and sign a deal, he is happy now his troops were able to, as he said, to regain Higlich. And that stopped the process. Now the process is being convened by His Excellency President Thabo Mbeki of South Africa and the mediator from the African Union. Nevertheless, we accepted the idea, but we are now of the idea also is to go on through security issues to make an agreement, or at least a possible agreement. When the leaders meet together, things should be clear, or otherwise it will be a failing summit, and we don't want the summit to fail. If the summit fails, nobody else will solve the problem. So we are working for solving the problem, and for that reason, the idea which was from our party said to the mediator that it is better to delay the summit. We are committed to the summit, but let us delay it till the time we are able to solve, or at least to discuss the problems in the way that the summit could be a successful one. Secondly, With regard to convening, you know, oil export, that depends really on solving the security issues. Because the main reason was not because of the security issues, and the oil was stopped from the South Sudan just because they were not able to agree with Sudan on the terms of transport of their oil to the world. Now there is more than that. There is a problem, a security problem is very important to have this issue solved. And I'm sure whenever we solve this issue, the talks with regard to convening oil export will be easy. Not automatically for sure, but it will be easy for both parties to discuss this problem and solve it.
Prosím, další otázka pro sudánská média.
Mohamed Hariri from Sudanischen Fernseher. Herr Minister Schwarzenberg, wir wollen gern...
Komm näher. Komm näher, please, sir, hier.
Ja. Wir wollen gern wissen, worum die Verhandlungen bzw. das Gespräch zwischen der sudanischen Seite geht. Und zweitens, welche Bedeutung hat der Unterzeichnung dieses Protokolls heute?
Ich habe Sie jetzt bitte nicht ganz verstanden. Was ist die Frage?
Zwei Fragen, meine ich. Die erste Frage geht um die Verhandlungen heute mit der sudanischen Seite. Worum geht? Ja?
Kommen Sie her. Lassen Sie das Mikrofon, kommen Sie her.
Ja.
Also was geht
denn? Wir wollen wissen, worum geht das Gespräch heute?
Ah ja, das habe ich
ja. Und zweitens, die Bedeutung der Unterzeichnung dieses Protokolls heute.
Okay. Dankeschön. Also ich habe, wenn Sie mir zugehört hätten, I explained during my speech before what was the topic of our talks. We made a real profound tour d'horizon through the situation in all the countries around Sudan and in Sudan itself. We spoke about our bilateral relation. We spoke about the economic possibilities both countries have, about the investment possibilities in Sudan, and so on and so on. So we spent a lot of time the tour d'horizon from Libya to the Horn of Africa, from Egypt to Ethiopia, and so on. So we had a lot to discuss as Minister of Foreign Affairs. What's the importance in this? Look, Sudan, as I was explaining to your colleagues here, is basically a very rich country. But of course, due to the fights and other circumstances, it's still underdeveloped. It needs a lot of investments. And of course, if an entrepreneur or whoever wishes to invest, the first thing he asks is for security. And we made now this agreement about this question. This is the most important thing. Please.
With regard to Egypt, excuse me. With regard to Egypt, we were also tabbing very shortly, you know, the difference over Nile water between Egypt and Ethiopia and the other Nile Basin countries. And my answer to that was that there had been some differences between Egypt and Ethiopia over the very big dam that is now being launched for building. And Sudan had been for long a mediator between Egypt and Ethiopia with regard to the understanding of that matter. And I said, we feel now that there is possibility of agreement between Egypt and Ethiopia, especially what the Ethiopians said, that this dam will not at all affect the rights of Egypt in the water that is flowing from the Blue Nile. And Sudan has been also a mediator before, but our mediation was not at all accepted from the last regime. Now we feel that there is a healthy atmosphere beginning between Ethiopia and Egypt, and you know, visits, bilateral visits between the two leaders, between the leaders and ministers from the two countries, and talking in a different way, and that's it.
So, prosím, nějaké další dotazy? Děkuji za váš čas a za vaši přítomnost a přeju všem příjemné odpoledne.